Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 25 past four, and at this time of the day, we generally chat to either Professor Shoub or Dr. Daniel Israel. Today, it's Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates, and we're going to chat about COVID yet again. Daniel Israel, thank you for being with us yet again.
Good to be with you again, Simon.
So when... I was going to say it's a terrible thing to say because I like you a lot, but I can't wait to not have to chat to you. We'll talk about other things, about your musicality and all that. But Daniel, when Ramaphosa got on air the other night and kept us at lockdown level 3, I'll admit I was a little surprised given the absolute massive increase in infections. And today we're going to be asking the questions, should we be imposing harder lockdowns on ourselves, even if the government isn't doing it? So what's your take on that?
Simon, I think it's important to look what's being done in the rest of the world. You know, South Africa is certainly not the only country going through these difficulties. And even in Israel, where there's, as we've spoken about, the most wonderful vaccination program going down, we see a big increase in our third lockdown and a lot of restrictions. And so the big question that obviously the public has, and there's a lot of debate in the media about this, is, you know, how much lockdown should there be, and why isn't the government doing more? I mean, we saw when the cases were much, much lower, how people weren't leaving their houses and they were locking their doors. And now when cases are far higher, it's the opposite. I think, as we all know, just recapping here, for economic reasons, we are not on level 5. But we have to ask ourselves as a Jewish community, are there things that we can do that will, you know, curb the spread of this virus more than what the country as a whole can do? And I'm not suggesting that we compromise on people's income, parnassa. You know, obviously those are very, very sensitive situations, and we certainly can't say no one should work, or, you know, we've already been damaged a lot like that. But this is more serious. All doctors will agree that the numbers we are seeing at the moment are more serious than we have seen in this pandemic to date. Yeah. We are seeing more cases, more deaths. Yesterday was probably the highest number of deaths I think South Africa's seen, or the last few days at least. And the question is, you know, certainly I believe, and this is, and a lot of my colleagues feel the same way, that really we should be looking at us individually and saying all social interaction, all recreational activities, sporting activities that are not necessary, shouldn't be done at the moment. Like, we are in the peak of a second wave here.
Begs the question, why the schools opening, Daniel?
Yeah, it does. It certainly does. We know that schools and possibly even shuls are not places of super spread of this virus because they're controlled. And, there is an argument that if kids are not at school, they'd be sitting at home or at each other's houses and in ice cream places, and which would be worse for them. And, you know, this, at least we can control them in a school environment. But I'm now speaking in my own capacity. Certainly at the moment, I'm not convinced that we should be rushing into pushing, you know, back all schools back straight away in the heart of a pandemic. So, you know, I do believe that this is a very fluid environment, and we will see in the next few weeks whether we've seen where schools go back and then they stop and then they open and they close. But I think that the drive home message here is that every one of us should be looking at our lives and saying, if there's a time to consider whether you should be staying home and, you know, maybe going on a run outside on your own or to a park, whatever, versus going to a restaurant, a coffee shop, shopping center, this is the time to really, really, you know, lock down on a personal higher level lockdown, even if the country doesn't make
it. I think it was probably one of the most important sessions we've had, Daniel. I think many of us are suffering from COVID fatigue, and we've kind of lulled ourselves into a it's not going to happen to me approach. We couldn't be more wrong. Thank you for bringing a bit of sobriety back to the issue and reminding us that we're actually at the peak, and that we all need to bear individual responsibility for how we react to the current scenario. So, yeah,
sure.
Daniel.
This is not November 2020. That's the point. I mean, Kathy and I had this discussion on air in November, and she was saying no socializing whatsoever, and I was debating that with her. But the reality is that my position hasn't changed. The difference is that we're in a very different place in the curve at the moment. So you know, let's take it as seriously as we can at the moment. There are no beds or very little beds and very few beds, and we need to take it seriously and just flatten the curve.
We're going to leave it there. You heard it from Dr. Daniel Israel. Take it seriously. Flatten the curve. There are no more beds. Daniel Israel, thank you so much for your contribution this afternoon.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.